W 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Israeli airstrikes continue to pound locations across the Gaza Strip, including parts of the south that Israel had declared as safe zones. That, as President Biden, back at the White House from his visit to Israel, planning to address the nation tonight, still insisting a deadly attack on a hospital in Gaza was from an errant Palestinian militant missile.
Across the region, fury towards the Israeli government and its ally, the United States, now at a boiling point. The deadly explosion at the hospital in Gaza further inflaming the demonstrations. Israel insisting it was not responsible. The U.S. saying intelligence backs that up. But for protesters here, that's evidence the Israeli-U.S. alliance is toxic.
ABC's Mola Langi. Meanwhile, Israel has agreed to allow Egypt to deliver limited humanitarian aid into Gaza. Only about 20 trucks with food, water, and other supplies allowed in as a test. This is ABC News. A goodbye in Hollywood.
If I could just unzip myself and step out and be someone else, I want to be you.
The actor best known for Pauly from the Rocky movies has passed away.
Now bless this guy's teeth out.
Burt Young was nominated for an Oscar for the role in 1977 and played Pauly in 6 Rocky movies. He was 83 years old. And in California today, a practice earthquake.
Californians are constantly warned one day a major earthquake will hit. Today in what's called the Great California Shakeout at 10:19 a.m., schools and offices will simulate a 7.0 quake hitting. Students and workers will duck and cover. Mock search and rescue will get underway. And emergency alerts will sound on cell phones as they would in a real quake. Larry Collins with the California Office of Emergency Services.
We know that that is an eventuality.
And here in L.A., there will be a quake simulator, a trailer that people can sit in to feel how strong a 7.0 would shake. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
Yeah, there's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
This is going to be a good one.
Happy Thursday to you. Greatest day of the week is a Thursday.
It is.
It's the best.
But we're doing a little show prep. We don't do as much as people might think. However, we do some show prep. And today, Johnny, is International Gin and Tonic Day.
I know. I'm not a gin guy.
Oh, I thought maybe you started a little earlier.
No.
Oh, okay. To me,
gin tastes like if you took some of those air fresheners that they used to have in cars that would hang from the rearview mirror.
Yeah, that
and
turpentine.
Ground them all up and crushed them.
Yeah.
And mixed them with distilled water. That to me is what gin tastes like.
All right.
How about
I'm okay with it.
Todd, you a gin guy?
No, I'm really not. No.
You're not. Okay. Well, anyway, today is, I saw this on our notes that it's
although I do.
It's gin and tonic, too, I would
say.
Yeah,
but hang on a second. I can talk booze quick.
Top priority.
I'm the cheapest alcohol drinker in America. Maybe that says I've got a problem because I just buy the cheapest stuff. I just look at the shelf. What's cheapest? Okay.
Well,
you put a little tang in it and it all tastes the same.
Nobody puts tang
I
in
do.
Gin.
That's what I drink.
Gin and tang.
I'll buy for me, a vodka drink. I don't get 7-Up. I don't get whatever. Okay. I don't Sprite. Tang. Yeah. I just put a couple squirts of tang in it.
Okay. Today is International Gin and Tonic Day, okay. Not Tang Day.
I felt good about something on a TV show I saw the other day.
Oh. Neil Armstrong and the.
No. Yellowstone. Do you watch Yellowstone?
You know what? You told me about it.
Todd, you watch Yellowstone?
I've seen some, but not all.
But anyway, Beth, who's just this evil lady, and she likes to hit it, okay? And so she went to get her, and it was Tito's. And I buy Tito's once in a while.
Oh.
And they're like multi-billionaires. And she was drinking Tito's vodka. So I felt better about myself.
Because I thought you bought the cheap stuff.
I do, but once in a while, if I want to splurge.
Oh, you'll go to the Tito's top shelf?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Julie buys me.
I was going to say, I didn't think you did. You know that... advertising is right how they make their money.
Yeah.
And people,
product placement.
Right. That's what they're doing now. And that's why you're going to see more Tito's.
Huge.
Fritos. I just said Tito's because it rhymed with Fritos. But you're going to see more product placement in. I mean, if who are some of these famous people? If Justin Bieber, like, wears something or drinks something. Like,
well,
that's better
than. Well, they're almost beyond that. They don't need it. But there are other people that.
No, I'm talking about the vendor.
Influencers. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, but I
want to be an influencer. What can I influence?
Well, we'll get the camera set up, right? And then you guys can have product placement all around
you,
right?
Behind us, you can have a banner.
Yes.
Yeah. Or you just casually lift up the
certain
bottle of whatever, right?
Right, you casually lift it up.
We are all over this, Todd.
See,
good thinking.
And that's what I was getting at, Todd. It's not so much, it's casual.
Right.
People just see it. It's not in your face advertising like the media. That's what I was talking about. So if somebody is carrying... a certain bottle of soda or water
Tang,
or something.
Right.
Tang. Yeah. I could get a deal with them.
If you would have, like, who's the most popular Like, is Tom Cruise, he's still popular, right? No.
Todd?
I mean,
yeah.
But if he would be on set with a bottle of Tang.
Yeah, that'd be huge. Right. That would be huge,
for
though.
For Tang.
Yeah.
We could resurrect Tang's declining sales because of this idea.
Oh, gosh. I love this.
But maybe Johnny could do it.
I love this.
I saw John Minor with a bottle of Tang. I'm all in on Tang.
Oh, my
goodness gracious. Okay, well, we'll figure that out.
We're going to do this.
But it's not. There's a difference between advertising, like concept placement.
But we need some companies out there, too, to give us some of their swag. And, like, one day we'll be wearing, like, you know, Thrivent Insurance shirts.
But without.
Right?
Without putting it in their face.
Without putting it in their face.
Okay.
There was a show I was watching the other day.
Okay,
a movie. I love old movies. It was a black and white movie. And the guy was doing. And there was this huge box of cornflakes right up behind the guy on the shelf. And it, like, that stood out. Like, they never referenced it.
Right.
Didn't say anything about, let's have some cornflakes. But there was this big. Big box of cornflakes behind him.
Next thing you know, you're in the store and you're throwing cornflakes in your cart.
You know who was big with that was Seinfeld. Do you remember that, Todd, with all the different things he would have?
Yes.
And those things became popular then, too.
See, because this advertising in your face, we zoom through those commercials.
I know.
Because they're so annoying.
But when it's subliminal.
Right.
Yeah.
It's written at a sixth grade level, so they're talking down to you, all these advertisers. But if it's in the background and it's like, that looks interesting without them saying anything. That would attract me more to that product than somebody telling me I have to buy it.
So I wanted to go into advertising when I was in college.
Yeah, that's a great field.
I loved it.
Very creative,
You ever watch Mad Men? The TV show Mad Men? That was one of the greatest TV shows of all time. Did you see it, Todd?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that on the show. It's great.
It's so great. So great.
But
One of the things, one of the episodes one time was about, and this is something I learned about in college, everybody's probably know about it, subliminal perception, okay, mm-hmm. where, and this is a theory, and nobody knows 100% if it works or not, but what they would do, and it was all film back in those days, and they would splice in like one frame of like a cold beer or of a hot dog or of a whatever, where your mind, it goes so fast, your eyes don't register it perceptionally, where it's like, I think I just saw a hot dog.
Right, but your brain picks it up.
But your brain picks it up.
The other thing, Johnny, and I had the same class, although we did more print than
Can I just say, what I'm thinking is, even though we're not, we could do that vocally. Just like, how you doing, Jim? Good morning. Good looking.
Oscar Mayer.
Let's try it.
And then they'll be picking up on that. I want to say that when I took advertising classes, really more marketing, but some advertising. The commercial or the ads, the print ads for like Chivas Regal or Scotch, in the ice was a woman or a sexual
in the ice.
Yeah. So if you look at, you know what I'm talking about? They would have a glass of them pouring Chivas Regal over the glass. But if you looked at the ice,
the way it was arranged?
Ice, the different water versus the ice. And
same type of thing that I'm talking about.
Oh, totally. But this is more sexual.
Okay.
And I remember Dargan pointing that out, and it's like, that's unbelievable, but it's there. And he would sketch it out, and it wasn't coincidental. I mean, it was by design. And so a lot of alcohol, there was, like you're talking about subliminally, there was sex. That's what it was.
We can't do that.
No, we can't. No. It'll be tough on the air, too.
Your mom's listening, and that one nun that sells their very nice rosaries for sale. Get them out.
And Mother Teresa.
And clients dump you off.
Everyone. Anyway, that advertising.
We go from yesterday with our big religious thing. There we go.
Bosom. Anyway, hey, the other thing today, Johnny, and this is, that International Gin and Tonic Day, but, you know, we can dispense from that. But it's also.
But are you a gin guy?
Yeah.
Really, huh? Mm-hmm. Ugh. Todd?
Yep.
It kind of tastes piney, doesn't it?
Yeah, freshener's ground up. And
yeah.
We might need to do a poll on that one. Gin, yes or no?
But I think.
How do you Texas, Todd?
Gin. Tanqueray, though, was super popular when we were young, right?
Green bottle. I don't know what that is.
Tanqueray gin, that's in that green bottle.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? Todd, yeah,
it was. It's big. That was the big name back then. Yeah.
But the other gin was. That hotel in San Francisco, the Beefeaters guys, the guys who dressed up.
Oh, Beefeaters, yeah.
Okay, that was
They're like the people at the palace,
right?
Yeah, that's their logo.
Yeah, I stayed at that place, and you know they're dressed.
They
like
actually
that.
Have guys there. I thought that was London.
No, in San Francisco, they have, I can't think of the name of the hotel. They're dressed up just like the Beefeaters guys with the little, like, outfits. And then the other one was the gin. Gin always had pretty good bottles. The one that, it's not like glass. It's more like a smoked bottle. You know what I'm talking about, you guys? Or maybe not. Anyway, gin, yes. My dad drank a lot of gin, so I kind of know a little bit about that.
All right.
But here, this is the most important thing.
How are you doing on the poll? Gin, yes or no?
Nothing coming in yet.
No, it's a little early for, come on. This is, okay, John.
Jim.
Todd.
Jim.
Today is Evaluate Your Life Day.
Yeah, but let's go back first. It's also National Seafood Bisque Day.
Oh, hey, I make some wicked seafood bisque.
Oh, is there anything better than seafood
bisque? You're not going to find, well, I don't know. I haven't tried yours. I make the best seafood bisque.
Then make some. You know what I was going to make for you guys? Oh, my gosh. Did I have something delicious yesterday?
A donut.
No, listen to me. The guy who was just great the other day, agricultural guy.
Jim Ostrom.
Yeah.
He brought us that goat cheese.
Oh, man.
Here's what I made. Goat cheese turkey omelet. Was so good, you can't believe it. Because I've got one of those omelet makers, which is the handiest thing in the world. I'm going to bring it down here. I'm going to make you guys goat cheese omelets. You in? Todd, you in?
What's with the turkey?
Well, just a little, I always have to have a little bit of meat. I just have whatever was left over in my refrigerator. I had some just
I think I'll turkey pass on that. Okay. Was it real turkey or was it that stuff in the...
It's real.
Okay, I'll take that. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, that... I'll make some seafood bisque for you guys.
That'd be phenomenal.
I will. I mean, it is good. And I
could see you being like the soup Nazi, though, from Seinfeld.
It was good. It takes me all day.
No soup for you! Yeah. I could see that.
No, I will make that. That'd be fun.
I love that one episode where the guy goes in, he tries to be like, you know, all hip with the seafood Nazi guys. He goes, por favor. Por favor. Adios, muchachos.
Just not... not having it.
No.
Anyway, so you're right. National Seafood Bisque Day. So that all right. I think when I can do that, I can't do that today. I'm busy all day. But anyway, we'll do that next week.
Awesome.
We'll have some lobster. Seafood. I will bring that in. Oh, yeah.
You ever have lobster pasta?
Yeah, I have.
It's so delicious.
It is.
Have you ever been to Cheesecake Heaven?
Oh, yeah.
They've got the greatest lobster pasta I've ever tasted in my life.
They have so...
That place is so good.
It's so good. They have a lot of SKUs, a lot of product offerings.
So good. It's mind-boggling. Yeah.
Yes. That one in Milwaukee, right?
No, that's right over by Lambeau, right on Oneida.
Oh, yeah, I guess I've been to that one.
It's incredible. Last time I was in there, you know who was in there? Erin Andrews.
Don't know her. Oh, or him.
Erin Andrews.
From Fox? Erin,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know Erin
Andrews? Sideline reporter? For Fox Sports?
I do not know Erin Andrews.
No.
No?
I just know that Fox, when they're in town, they stay at the Northland because that's where I usually entertain guests who come in. And Fox is always there. They used to be someplace else, and they actually commented.
I think it used to be the Aloft.
A couple places, but they're at the...
And the Radisson.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they like it here, and... Yeah, they like the city deck. Anyway, Aaron, I bet I know her if I'd see her.
You know,
it's one of those people. I don't know names I'm so bad with.
Okay, so we got to get to Evaluate Your Life Day.
We do. I think we can help you today.
We got a lot of stuff going on today, folks. And at 7:30,
this
the
awesome.
Magic Man, Don Majkowski, will be joining us. We're getting started here on a gorgeous Thursday, 51 degrees in Green Bay, 52 in Appleton, 53 in Oshkosh. You're listening to WGBW. Back after this. Shirts are running.
New Brake Mess Select Pro. Professional grade brake pads and rotors from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy.
so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 60, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for scattered showers, lows dip down to about 47. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 59. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday with highs in the low 50s, partly cloudy skies Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 49.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Good song.
This is it.
Todd, okay. Here's what we need to do. Todd, we're both going to have some extra. Jim and I are both going to have shows on weekends coming up.
Yep.
Ooh, are we announcing that?
Well, we're not going to say too much more. Just a tease.
Okay.
But we're going to have some special shows on weekends.
Okay? We're each getting our own show. We're going to keep Mino and the Mayor.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, we're not going to.
We are the number two show with Civic Media, and we're going to be number one of these rating things. But we're each getting our own. Okay, yes, John.
But we said Todd needs to have one, and it's just all his music, whatever music he likes for an hour, he has to play, because I will listen to that.
Well,
that would
be
like
cool.
Must listen to
Todd, show. Do you want your own show, Todd?
No.
Why?
I'm glad he thought about it.
You'd be one of those guys. Hey, coming up next, the OJs. You know, this is from 1969. Right before the OJs broke up, blah, blah, blah.
Tell us that stuff.
Yeah. And now on with the countdown. That's right.
Right. Yes. And
here's your long-distance dedication.
How about we do this together? 93 years old today.
Cumulative thing, okay, where we do that. And we talk about music, and we'll throw out, you know, a song. It's like, Jim, what does that bring you back to? Well, it brings me back to being in Two Rivers and drinking Boone's Farm and
riding my horse.
Down by Neshoto, I took my little pony down to...
Okay, I got it.
Down Neshoto Beach.
That's up to Todd. You know, Johnny might be onto something.
I do three radio shows a day besides this one.
But nobody hears it around here. Just,
that's not my problem.
Yes. I'm just saying, that's in other markets. That's in, like, where is it, Portugal?
Atlanta?
Or
no, he's down
what
in...
What was it?
Yeah,
it's some other country.
It's Portugal.
He has a show in Portugal.
I was in the UK. I was in England.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's big time.
Wow.
He's not like us.
It's kind of like, what are you doing here?
I know.
I mean, trust me. I mean, I talk about, you know, evaluate your life day.
Yes.
What are you doing here?
And that's right today.
And by the way, today, though, is Pella Day as well. Pella Windows, your window to the world. Talk more about them coming up. Also talk about Midwest Restoration. It's our new absolute favorite people in the world. With the things they're going to do is amazing. It's going to be so great having a partnership with those guys.
Big fire yesterday, huh? $60,000.
Where?
Damage. Green Bay.
I missed it. Where?
I'm sure those guys were to the rescue on Johnny on the spot. So
where was it?
My wife told me that when she came home.
A house or business?
House.
Okay. Wow.
So I'm sure
That's
those
terrible.
Guys were there. I know.
I bet.
No. It was terrible, but nobody got hurt.
Oh, that's good.
But still,
wow.
Smoke damage.
Absolutely.
What are you going to do? You're going to call Midwest.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, hey, but this Evaluate Your Life Day, I don't know how much time you want to spend on that, but since you, I didn't think we were talking about art. We're each getting our own show, which is going to be great. But again, we're
not leaving our show.
No.
Just
this,
be an extra show.
Because this, I think the reason we're getting our own show, and this is like a lot more to do with you than me, but this is doing so well that they're like, hey, look, would you want your own one-hour show? And can we tell the listeners what we're going to be focused on or not?
Not me yet.
Okay.
Because it depends on something else, too.
I will tell you what mine is going to be focused on.
Yes, go ahead. And I've encouraged you heavily on this.
You did. And then we got this new director from WGN out of Chicago, and she is great, and she does all the programming. Of course, we're owned by Civic Media, which is Sage White, who's a great guy. God,
have you known anybody to suck up to their bosses?
No, no. Ever. Usually it's the other way around.
Catherine Lake, who, yeah, she's great. No, anyway.
I've got the greatest constituents in the history of politics.
What I think, well, there you're onto something.
It's the greatest city council ever.
No, I never said that. That I never said.
I'll take things you won't hear Jim Schmidt say for 100.
Yeah. Things you'll never hear Jim Schmidt say.
That would be one.
I'll take that for 1,000.
I did say I had the best constituents in the best city
people
on the planet.
Mayor never had a drink with.
Some people no, I think election time is coming up. And I know that some people, who cares? I care. And I think a lot of people should care if they don't. And so we're going to start a show, and it's going to be called Lean In Locally. And it's all local content. And we're going to interview people who are running for office. As you know, we've had a lack of people running for office for a lot of reasons. And one of the biggest reasons is the media doesn't cover politics. And so people aren't interested in it. And if they're interested, then there's a better probability that they would enter or vote. So we're going to talk about that. We have candidates lined up. We're going to interview them. And then they're going to come back again. But, you know, December 1st, you take out your nomination papers. So in November, people are talking about it right now. I've gotten a lot of calls, and I'm like, hey, look, you want to come on my new show? So I think it's going to be fun, Johnny.
I think it's going to be great.
And it's going to be not real hard-hitting, especially the first few interviews, right? Because these people, it's hard to run for office.
Oh, I can't
even
imagine.
And we're going to talk
about it. I would never do it.
Knocking on doors.
Never
Most
do it.
Most people are nice. Some people aren't.
Never do it.
You know, they don't always wave with all five fingers, you know, when you see them. And,
I know.
But I think this is going to be
good. That even happens when you walk in here someday. Yeah.
If you're here before me.
If you didn't hit a spot right on the day before from Todd, that salute is...
So, and we're going to have people come on from Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay, County Board, City Council.
And the cool part is, that's your wheelhouse.
I do. I know it. 20 years I
spent
on that.
That's your wheelhouse. Like, you can't believe. So, I'm looking forward to having
that
show.
And then we're going to announce your show.
Yeah, I'm
later.
Still working on some things.
You got a cool show coming up. And so, anyway, those will be one-hour shows. But Mine on the Mayor is going to stay. We're doing well. We love our advertisers, and we love the comments we get from our listeners. So, anyway, it's going to be fun as we evaluate our life. This totally is going to be part of my life going forward because I love Catherine and Sage.
Wow.
Actually, they've been very nice. John, you were an easy hire because you have 40 years experience. I knew nothing. I don't know that I really was with the culture of the company. I think I was maybe a little bit different. And they just said, look, you know, we'll give you a try. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Like my first job I had, the guy that hired me, he took a risk with me, and he told me that because they always hired experienced people, and they took me right out of college. And, I actually became good friends with him. I gave the eulogy at his funeral. He was just—I just always looked up to him. So I don't feel that way. Well, I don't know. I love a break.
I want to throw this out to the people. You can text us on this. So I'm going to have an hour of anything I want to talk about.
Yeah.
What are some of the topics you people think aren't covered enough that you would like to sit down? It's almost going to be like a glorified, you know, podcast where you can do whatever you want. That you'd like to hear about. What subjects are there out there that you don't think there's enough coverage of?
Right.
For my show. I know what yours is going to be, but for mine. But I got a couple different ways I could go with mine.
Your show's going to be awesome.
Let me know, people. We're going to start a quick break. Once again, at 7:30, Don Makowski will be joining us. We're going to be talking about the Bowl-a-thon coming up. We got a lot of stuff going on. And a very cool thing for young girls coming up. Mine on the Mayor, back after this.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Israeli airstrikes continue to pound locations across the Gaza Strip, including parts of the south that Israel had declared as safe zones. That, as President Biden, back at the White House from his visit to Israel, planning to address the nation tonight, still insisting a deadly attack on a hospital in Gaza was from an errant Palestinian militant missile.
Across the region, fury towards the Israeli government and its ally, the United States, now at a boiling point. The deadly explosion at the hospital in Gaza further inflaming the demonstrations. Israel insisting it was not responsible. The U.S. saying intelligence backs that up. But for protesters here, that's evidence the Israeli-U.S. alliance is toxic.
ABC's Mola Langi. Meanwhile, Israel has agreed to allow Egypt to deliver limited humanitarian aid into Gaza, only about 20 trucks with food, water, and other supplies allowed in as a test. This is ABC News.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They are absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST, 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back.
Good morning,
everybody.
We are back with a very special guest. Do you want to do this first?
Yeah, because I got to find my glasses through the spot.
Okay.
Amy, do you have an next pair of glasses?
Unfortunately not.
She was a teacher.
You probably had that from kids when you were a teacher, right?
Always forgetting
Miss Amy,
stuff.
I forgot my glasses.
I forgot my homework. That was
often
mine.
A pen or a pencil.
Teach? What grades?
I did high school English, so 10th, 11th, and 12th
wow.
grade.
Wow. Good for you. Introduce Amy.
Yes, Amy Herrick is, so we talk about education, and we've had people on from education throughout our listening area, all up and down the corridor. Amy Herrick has an event coming up for women, or girls, I should say. I don't know what the proper thing is, but it is called Smart Girls Rock. And, you know, things are changing in this world for the better, and more girls are getting into the science, technology, engineering, and math. And it's a whole day focused on STEM with a partner with Plexus, that's like an awesome company down there.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's good to have this awareness, and they are girls. Well, girls are smarter than boys.
Well, I'll be honest with you, though, when I was in school, like my day, it was really unique if a girl had like a great science project or was really good at math. It was just, you were considered, you've got your things and the guy's got their things. Right. So I think this is awesome.
This is great.
I've got two daughters, three granddaughters. So I think this is super.
So tell us, Amy, what's going on with Smart Girls Rock?
Sure. So we absolutely love it. And you're right. It's actually for women and girls. So we have 12 stations and they are very interactive. So we asked for female mentors in the STEM fields to come up with a hands-on activity to do for about 20 to 25 minutes. And then we invite high school girls in, and about 100 girls. We want to keep it relatively small just so that they have more one-on-one experience. And they get to go through some of these activities. So, for instance, the Appleton Police Department, they are doing a blood analysis. So
wow.
It's really cool. We also are looking at like the science of ice cream and encapsulations. Like Encapsis does scent encapsulation. So,
love it.
Yeah, they're doing some really neat activities.
Can I just back up and ask one thing? I keep seeing the term STEM. What does that stand for? Why are you laughing, Jim?
Let me ask you what you think it stands for.
Oh, my gosh, John, I think, okay.
What?
What does NFL stand for, John?
National Football League.
Okay.
I don't know.
I would say STEM would be as popular as the NFL.
I know. I keep seeing it in here, and I don't know.
John,
don't...
think about, we're talking about
I think of, like, stem cell research. Is that what it is?
It's not, you're not way off. The STEM is an acronym, John. It's each letter stands for something. We're talking about women traditionally were in education or nursing, And they're smarter than guys, so we're focusing more on the sciences. So STEM is science. That's the
Todd
S.
doesn't know.
Yes, he does.
I'll be honest. I thought I knew, but I'm not
I
sure.
See that look.
Doing.
I know that look
okay.
in his face.
It's all right. It's science, then it's technology. And she was talking about this whole blood thing, that technology, engineering. You know, they can build bridges and do, you know, and then math.
I did not know that. Did you know that, Todd?
I didn't know all
I
of them.
I did not know that. That's awesome.
Okay, so that... It's been around for some time. And there's also, there's just STEM programs. YMCA, you're doing something.
And at the Chamber, right?
Yeah, yes. The Chamber's doing that with Partners in Education. They do a lot of STEM. So you're focused on things that aren't maybe as traditional. It's more into the science, technology, engineering, and math. So what other things do you have going on? That police thing is going to be interesting. You're going to have a good group there.
Yeah, for sure. So... a fun fact, first of all, the acronym STEM actually came around, I think it was first in 2001.
Right.
So the concept has always been around, but actually calling it STEM is relatively new.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, 2001 was just yesterday.
Why don't you just relax, Jim?
It feels like it.
How about more Amy, less you?
Okay. All right.
No, but we have some really great things going on. So how we coordinated it this year is that because we have 12 stations and there are four fields within STEM, we have three activities from each of the four fields. So I gave you the three science ones, and then our technology comes from Myron, Menashecorp, and Bolt, and they are going to be doing 3D models of architecture and construction. Menashe is going to be doing packaging design, so that's going to be really cool. They like assemble a bee, which is really fun.
Assemble a what?
A bee.
A bee. A bumblebee?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So I like it.
John was really stressed out over assembling the letter B. So not the bumblebee, that would be above your
pay grade. My blood check.
Then I wouldn't come to the Appleton Police Department one. No, so then Bolt is doing a crane
especially on
simulation.
National Gin and Tonic
How about
Day.
You just relax, Jim? Yeah. Okay. I apologize, Amy.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Gin is also really important, so...
Oh wow! Okay.
I said you don't want your blood tested on National Gin and Tonic Day. So
I know that wasn't
Amy. Back to you, John.
Or the Amy Herrick, Director of Events and Emerging Talent for is it the Green Bay or
the Fox City's
Chamber of Commerce?
Okay, a program called Smart Girls Rock, and this is focused on STEM.
You guys got some fun when you're the companies you're laying out there,
Myron.
I mean, those are pretty cool.
Those are
big Bolt and all these. This is awesome. So it's really great. You got such prestigious companies as a partner.
Yes, absolutely. We really, truly could not do it without them. And Plexus is hosting this year. I know we talked about them a little bit. So they are doing an engineering activity and designing it and building a propeller car. So that's going to be really cool in the engineering field. McMahon is also going to be in there creating graphite circuits, which is way over my head, but...
these, I love that stuff.
This
these
is great.
Smart girls who rock, well, they'll figure it out.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And then we've got the Walbeck Group, who's also doing, they're creating an edible rocky roadway. So who doesn't love eating? And then we do have three math ones. Associated Bank is going to be doing cracking the code, where they are going to make sure that their password cannot be picked. And then we have Nutritional Healing, who is going to do the breakdown of what our body mass is made of. And then the Wandering Table, which is a nice little food truck, they are going to be converting and making money with monster cookies.
Nice.
So,
see, that is, this is that
great.
Awesome?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
The couple things. One is to say, oh, you know, it's not a man's world. You know, you girls can get into this, these things that traditionally were. But the hands-on, I mean, you were an educator for years. Well, not that long. You're not that old. But
9 years.
Oh, 9 years.
9 years, teacher?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right,
but, where'd you go to school? Where'd you go to high school?
In Chilton.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice little community.
Yes.
Did you ever go to the Altona?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
has.
Love the Altona.
Yeah. They've done a good job with the, we talk about these supper clubs.
Yeah.
You know, we've had somebody on here talking about it. They've kept great customer service.
Is it still open?
Yeah.
Oh.
It is. Cool. Yeah, that's good. And they have that beef, like the meats and stuff, like on Saturday for,
their
and it's not that.
Tenderloin.
You're right. That is a good place because I
used to do a show there with John Yurkovic back in the day.
Oh.
Monday night show. It was fun. The whole town would turn out. You had to get reservations to come to it.
That you have to sometimes get reservations on those brunches too, like on Sunday. But yeah, I go to Elkhart Lake pretty often, and so we drive by there and stop in. And the people there are so friendly, and yeah, it's great. Anyway, back to what we were talking about before we got derailed here. In education, that hands-on also, right? To tell people, look, you can be a great doctor someday. You can build the bridges. You don't have to have guys do that. You girls, or whatever you call them, girls, women, young women can do that. But the hands-on, I give you a lot of credit for that because that's where it's like, wow, I can do this, and this is fun.
Yeah, I mean, that is a vital component to this. I think it's just a really empowering day because the chaperones are all females. The mentors are all females. I mean, everybody there is just really supporting each other and saying, like, if I can do it, you can too. And we do call each of the individuals running the stations are the mentors because their whole job is to give advice and say, look, I am here and you can be here too. We give them a booklet that's full of advice and courses and their job description. Again, it's really empowering, and it does do a lot of good having them actually do an activity in
well,
the
you know,
STEM
I remember
field.
One time, second, third grade, whatever it was, and, you know, first day back from Christmas vacation, everybody talks about what was their favorite gift they got, okay? And I remember this one girl, her favorite gift was they used to have those science experiment kits or whatever.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
those? Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
They were all cool. You know, I always thought it was the catalog. I always wanted. And we're all like, what? Why did a girl get a science experiment kit?
Right.
But when's the last time you've been to a doctor and you got blood work or whatever, whatever, whatever? I mean, I went for my back last week at the clinic over here in DePere, every single person was a woman who was involved with all the testing and the whatever. So just think about the unbelievable talent years ago that went, I don't want to say to waste, but that was untapped because they didn't have the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree. And my Johnny's kids, my kids, I mean, one of them's a doctor, and there was actually more women in her class.
Absolutely.
I'm not kidding you.
I think it's
so
awesome.
I think it's great,
too. Yeah,
we're
getting there.
Hey, this thing's coming on November 1st. You limit it to 100 people. That's not a lot. I mean, when you look at the thousands of people who I think would like to take advantage of this opportunity. Mm-hmm. What's the process? You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So first we start with getting our mentors, which is an application process. And we were just absolutely blown away with how many people wanted to be part of this event. It's been going on for, I think about 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And businesses want to be involved. They want to be part of this. So that's our first process, is to have them apply, figure out what their activity is. Narrowing that down is not an easy process.
I'll bet.
Yeah. So then after we finalize all of that, we send that information out to schools. And at first we have to limit it to 5 students per district just because it is a very popular event.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is phenomenal. This is absolutely fantastic. But you have a question?
I was just going to say how good it is for for Myron to share and Bolt to share.
No question.
But it's also a recruiting tool.
No question.
I mean, think about it. These people could be working for these guys 5 years.
100%. Yes.
I was going to say that. That's what the question I was going to have. Do a lot of these girls, like, what have you seen? Have you did a straw poll of which aspect young girls seem to be most interested these days?
Technology is probably a hot topic. But I think math is actually the most... I guess, used. It's required in almost all of the fields, and they cross over a lot, but
except radio. But go ahead.
Yeah, 2 + 2 is
that word, wow. That's above our head.
Hey, look at the time. Thank you for being here.
Well, she figured it out quickly.
Wow.
No, but I would say technology and engineering. Girls Who Code is another huge one. Like women in technology, there are a lot of people pushing for the STEM, especially with the technology and engineering.
I remember my sisters in high school, the main courses were shorthand, typing. I mean, you hate to say it, but those were the core classes.
It was. It was.
And that coding, I have a daughter's boyfriend that just the secrecy, the FBI, just what that can lead to with this. This technology coding you're talking about, that is a field that is, it's wild. And they can make a lot of money too.
Oh yeah. Engineering is one of the highest paid.
Yeah. Can't even imagine. What are we doing here?
I know, right?
What are we doing here?
It's because we struggled with the 2 + 2.
Because we're not smart.
Let's just call it what it is.
Because you're not girls.
You're in politics, and I'm in a career of BSing right. for a living. Yeah.
you know the saying, when all else fails, try politics. So
or radio. or radio. Can I talk a little bit about your teaching experience?
Sure.
Okay, so 9 years?
Yes.
High school English?
Yes.
Wow. How was that?
I loved it.
Good.
Yes. And that's why I'm very blessed that even though making a career shift, I'm still involved in educational programming. So that's huge. And that was very important to me when making the shift, but absolutely loved teaching. I love teachers and highly respect them. And I'm really proud of our educational. We do excellence in ed awards as well. So supporting our teachers.
That's awesome. Good for you.
You have good energy. And I can sense that. I'm glad you're in the studio. You also, this is something you're doing down in the Fox Valley, but you're also sharing this with other districts, right? You have a meeting here in Green Bay, you said, coming up. Green Bay, do they, their chamber participate?
They do not, but we actually were just in a conference with a bunch of the Green Bay ladies, and we just have we have really good energy with one another and helping each other out. I mean, I think it's really important if you have good ideas, share. They always say, what's the greatest
imitation,
form,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it biggest form of flattery?
Yes. And, yeah. I mean,
and that's true.
We get to imitate by sharing with each other. So
I promise I won't imitate you.
I've learned that pretty quick. Mm. Yeah. I think that, Amy, this is terrific what you're doing here. Amy Herrick.
This is great. This is fantastic. Like I said, with 3 real young granddaughters, this is the kind of thing that could help shape their life.
Right. We're not going to pass over this talent.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing this.
This is great, Amy. I love
absolutely.
Your energy. I could see where you would have been a phenomenal teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Especially dealing with those tough Wrightstown kids, huh?
No, they're lovely.
I'm going to be there tomorrow night. Wrightstown against Sturgeon Bay. First round of the WIA football playoffs. That town will be buzzing, won't it?
Oh, yeah, it will. Go Wrightstown.
They go so big with their high school
Miss teams. Amy, go Wrightstown. Yeah. So Smart Girls Rock, that's coming up November 1st, Wednesday, November 1st. I just want to, it hasn't happened yet, but I just want to thank the mentors and you for bringing, this education and opportunity to the girls. Because it is true, Smart Girls Rock.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Amy, thank you so much.
Thank
you. This is great. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 60 today under cloudy skies with scattered rain showers likely. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers again. Tonight, lows level off around 47. Overcast, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 59. Temps a bit below average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 49.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Right now with Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Interestingly enough, these guys forget that they're doing a show. 650, 51 degrees in Green Bay, 52 in Appleton, 53 in Oshkosh. And now back from wandering the hallways, wow. Former mayor of Green Bay, Jim Schmidt.
Still wandering the hallways, former sportscaster John Mino. I don't know where he went.
Here's what happens, Jim.
He went and talked to our guest.
We have a great guest, right?
Yeah.
And then you guys want to visit, which is nice.
Yes.
And then you're never prepared to go on the air.
Well, we are. We're prepared for this next guest because she's awesome,
too. Well, she's coming up at 7, so she can hang out with us for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, all right.
She's scheduled for 7.
All right. So we had this little lull. Yes. I found that really interesting in a father of four daughters. This whole STEM thing to just make them aware that, look, there's some great opportunities in engineering. Of course, healthcare is huge, but and to get some hands-on experience, learn about that.
So here's the side I saw. John was getting really excited about everything she was talking about, like really excited about the science and the technology. I could see it in his face.
Right.
So I could see that he was feeling a little left out because he's not a girl, not a woman.
But he's not very smart.
And I didn't say that. But yeah. I will say, then I started picturing him dressed as a woman just so he could get into the events. Kind of like, remember the TV show Bosom Buddies with Tom Hanks?
Yes.
And Peter Scolari? Okay.
Or what was that? What was that other one? Tootsie.
Tootsie.
John, yeah. John, we're thinking, well, you...
I didn't know we're back. I was getting a cup of coffee. I know,
yeah. We've been back for a while.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's what I said. I heard him talking. He goes, well, you know, welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, and they're all wandering the halls. So Todd took the show. So
you know what we have to do, though? Okay, so we've got the Craig thing. Krieg? How do you pronounce that?
Krieg.
Krieg.
The coffee maker.
We need to get a timer. How long does it take to make a cup with that? So we know how much we've got. I'm going to time that next time.
But the thing is, I think it makes a difference because we go 8, 10, 12 ounces.
Yeah, so, yeah. And but these are just 8,
you
I think,
do eight,
these little cups.
And
yeah.
I do the 12.
Did you notice his cup? He never brings that out if we're not going to have guests. He only brings it out when we have guests because this is his my Harvard mug.
Harvard. He's so smart.
John, what I was telling Jim while you were wandering the hallways. Yeah, I said you were looking really excited about everything she was talking about at this event.
Yeah.
And I said I could see it in your eyes that you were disappointed that you couldn't go because you're not a female.
Okay.
But then I started picturing you kind of like, remember the TV show Bosom Buddies?
Absolutely, Tom Hanks. Right.
I could see you dressing up and going, hi, I'm here.
Or Tootsie.
I think it'd be a little bit more like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
I think that's more what I would look like. Not even a question.
But what a great event that Amy's working on. And
fantastic.
And that kind of would have been okay to have her as a teacher in high school.
Well, I guarantee you. And what a great mentor she is for young girls to look up to her, you know, with her, you know, background and everything. Just us.
Yeah, she's
super. Just fantastic. Very,
that was great. She's a lot of energy. So, hey.
And so does Shannon.
I know. Oh, I know.
Why are you putting down Shannon? By the way, we got a couple things here. Gin, yes or no? Yuck, it's like eating a spruce tree.
Well,
another one, gin, yuck. Yep. So there you go.
Yeah.
But
what do you think of gin?
Yuck.
Thank you.
It's a pine needle.
Today is National Gin and Tonic Day.
That's why we were talking about it. But I just want to say
also
that
National
Amy...
Seafood Biscuit Day.
Sick.
Oh, no,
what?
I don't like seafood.
Oh, my gosh.
How can you not like seafood?
You wait. Shannon, I'm going to bring you some.
Shannon, this is disappointing.
Yeah, I know. Shannon, don't bring us down.
Again, we're having a time. Wow. Thanks for being here, Shannon.
Thanks for coming in.
Get the hell out the door.
Hey, I just want to say that Amy, you know, she was here and kind of on her best behavior with the being a high school educator and working with us. She likes gin, and she drank gin that was made in Door County. You know, that's not a potato.
Who's this?
Our previous guest.
How do you know this? When did you find this out?
Well, I was talking to her when you were wandering the halls.
Oh, okay.
We make our own gin here, right? Or vodka out of potatoes. Don't we up in Door County?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, we do. So, and she named the place and everything. So I just want to say.
Was it Door County Distillery?
You know what? I
didn't that's catch
not
it?
The, that's not
Amy,
the gin I buy.
Amy, if you're listening, give us a call.
That's not the gin I buy.
Amy, 920-264-0606. Let us know. Before you get back to the young girls, tell us how you get gin.
It is National Gin Day, Gin Tonic Day, but there's a lot more important things going on. And number one, that Girls Rock that's a pretty cool event to get. You have daughters, right, Shannon?
I do. I have an 8-year-old daughter.
Right.
Nice.
So when she's in high school, and I don't know what her interests are, but to look into the science and the engineering, technology, the math, there's just great fields out there. They don't have to end up in radio.
I mean, I would like her to go that way, but right now I think it's going to be more actress, model.
Let her do it.
You know what? I want to just, you're right. That's not part of STEM, the whole theater thing. But I do, this is what I want to say.
Do you know what STEM stands for?
I heard it, okay. So it's science.
Did you know that before that?
Yeah.
Thank
Maybe.
You.
Maybe.
You know what the NFL stands for? Okay, it's the same thing. 2001 is when STEM really came elevated, and there's a lot of STEM programs out there. And I think it's great, and I think it's great. What's great for guys, and it's great for girls, but this program that she has, you know, the whole Smart Girls Rock is really focuses on women, young girls into those fields, which is where we need to be. I just want to say one thing, and then Shannon, we're going to talk to you. We got you on for the next segment, but
got when this it comes text. To I'd rather down a bottle of Scope than gin. Very nice.
You should not in that order. Yeah. Theater. I want to talk about theater because I think that is great. Because it helps for public speaking. It helps for Johnny was like in Nugani. He was like the
not
actor
in Nugani,
of the year.
Masabi.
Masabi, which is.
Why do you get Nugani and Masabi mixed?
I had never heard of either one of them until I met you. So
you ever hear of him, Shannon?
I have.
Thank you.
Are you from up there?
No, I'm not. I'm from Denmark, but.
How'd you hear?
Because I had roommates. She gets out.
I've had roommates from there.
Did you really?
What is it? The Kudigi?
Oh my God.
I know about these things.
Yes. Kudigi.
Yeah.
I'll go under the halls.
Are they from Ishpeming or Nagani? Your friends.
I think it's Ishpeming.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's phenomenal.
Okay.
Anyways. Wow. I love this.
Anyway. As the UP turns.
Yes. But Shannon, that theater, let them have fun with that because it gives them confidence. They're going to be public speaking. They're going to have to lead groups. And it's some of them become not the class clown, but they can entertain. And it's fun when they can sing and dance.
No, she's going to be a leader.
That's fun.
That's awesome.
It comes through that. So there are a lot of opportunities out there, and it's our job as parents is to expose them to those things.
You know what? I'm going to back you up on a little something about the class clown type thing. A lot of the people, because I was even in theater at Arizona State, so these are big-time kids, you know, from L.A. And a lot of them were very reticent in their normal life, but that gave them the opportunity to bring out something they're afraid to bring out in day-to-day life.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that whole music thing, I mean, you look at, you know, across the street here at Triber, right? Mike Haddad, you know, and that $7 billion company, just a great musician. There's a lot of that arts you can take into any field. So I would encourage you to keep her at that. Tough to make a
great
living.
Song.
But, yeah. Of course.
Thanks for being here, Shannon.
Tougher to make a living in radio.
Just kidding.
But, hey, we're going to have Shannon come back. We're talking about the.
She's going to be here. Sticking around.
28th annual Bowl-a-thon, which is a great, great fundraiser for a very special need here in our community. Shannon, we're going to talk about this, how you can get on teams, how you can participate. Johnny and I already signed up.
Perfect.
1969, a little CCR. Fortunate Son, here on a Thursday, Mino and the Mayor. Turn it up, Todd.
Hear me, I'm a senator.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Thanks, John Kuhn. Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Check out these big plays. Incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
6.99 APR for 120 months. Service restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers on 10/31/2023.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green.